Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers, 785-833.
Come on, Bobby.
Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Hey, welcome to Friday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
Ashley McBride will be in later. And this is what happened. I like Ashley a lot. They said, Ashley's going to come in. Is that cool? I said, absolutely, it's cool. They said, would you like her to play? I said, absolutely, I would like her to play. And that's pretty much the end of it. And I was excited about that because Ashley's really good. And Ashley's at that superstar level where, unless they're volunteering, I'm not like, you want to pull out the guitar and play a couple songs in the morning? And then they said, and we'll see what happens. They're like, hey, if everybody feels good, maybe she'll do two. And I was like, maybe she will.
It's going to be cool.
Ashley McBride later. That'll be awesome. Let's get the show started now and go all around the room. Up first, he's been called a hero for breaking up a fight. And he always tries to teach his kids wrong from right. Producer Eddie, everybody.
I have a question for Lunchbox and Ray, because I haven't seen Lunchbox do cameos around the studio. Usually he busts out this real cheesy birthday hat.
Oh, the app cameo.
Yes, yeah. Cameos. Is this where you pay to get a message from Lunchbox or something? But I haven't seen him do it. He usually does it like from the studio and says, this is where Bobby sits. This is where Amy sits right here. And then he gets paid for that. So I'm wondering if Ray and Lunchbox are still doing cameos.
Yeah, still on the cameo, still rocking it. Get about 3-4 a week and... just some haven't been birthday. Some are just like, oh, they're moving. They got a house or they had a baby. So there hadn't been as many birthday ones, but still
baby,
rocking it.
Baby, that would be even bigger, that's I would big, think. Man. Ray, what about you?
We bumped our price up to $39. So we have had a little bit of a decline. And also, I don't really advertise for it. If people want to find it, they do. We get a couple a week. It used to be overwhelming. So I'm happy where it's at.
How much money do you think you made from Cameo all in?
Lot. A lot.
You don't want to say?
No, I mean, it's a significant amount of money.
Over 5,000?
Way more.
Way
what?
More.
What?
I mean, I have all the receipts.
No, we didn't.
No one's questioning you.
No, we were surprised.
Like, wow, that's a
good
lot
for
of money.
You. That's awesome. Everybody's, dude, we're not threats to you.
He's defensive.
Do you still have Bay on with you? Is it still like Ray and Bay?
Yeah, we do one with the cat as well.
What was your price before you moved it up?
We were at 19 and then we moved it up to 39.
Whoa, you didn't go 25?
Because now I've been doing more like 4 minutes. I give them behind the scenes of the studio. I'll show them my house.
Why do you guys give so much behind the scenes? Like,
they love that.
We're all good not seeing behind my desk.
Like, Lunchbox will put the helmet on. This is the helmet in front of Bobby's desk.
No, we don't. Just leave my stuff alone. Okay.
That's what people want, man.
Eddie, great question. Thank you. All right, let's go over to Lunchbox. He wants to be an actor so bad and is getting impatient. Too bad he doesn't even have a real agent. That's right. He's himself. It's Lunchbox, everybody. Go ahead.
Speaking of making money on websites, guys, I think I need to open an OnlyFans account.
Wait, what?
That's right.
That's disgusting.
No. I mean, this is where it's at. This is where you make money. Because I saw Iggy Azalea. She bought a Rolls Royce for $1 million because she made that much on her OnlyFans. She's like, oh, I might as well spoil it.
But you know what
myself.
OnlyFans is, right?
Yeah, you send different material to people.
No,
it's like a subscription-based.
It is, but it's mostly nakeds.
Iggy Azalea does that?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm talking about. And she made a million, bought a Rolls Royce with cash. Like, what? Boom, here you go. So I think I need to open up an OnlyFans.
But what are you going to give fans?
Topless photos.
Those are already on your Instagram.
Feet. I mean, what do they want? I mean, everything. I mean, just subscription-based to me.
How much would you charge a month?
I would say $50 a month.
And what are they going to get from you except stupid pictures of you they can already get online? Different. Talk with them one-on-one?
Yeah, we can do video chats. We can do all that.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, how awesome would that be able to find me on OnlyFans?
Not awesome.
I wish you would do it. You can't. I don't think you can.
Why?
Because I don't think you can make money here doing a different media source. I think it's in our contract.
It's not a competing thing.
Well, yeah. YouTube,
okay, I have an idea.
Or any video is. But you can just do it and then be like, I'm sorry.
That's true.
I mean, I don't ever ask permission. I just go, oh, I'm sorry. What, Amy?
I want to see him email some of our bosses and be like, can I get OnlyFans?
Those responses are going to be awesome.
So maybe I shouldn't email him. I should just do it, set it up.
I didn't say that. I can't see a bunch of subscribers, though.
Oh, our listeners would be dying for
some
content.
They would just pay you. They don't even care about the...
Dying. No.
Thank you, Lunchbox.
People want an inside look at me.
Inside?
Inside and outside.
Oh, boy.
Here's a voicemail I got about Lunchbox, by the way.
I was wondering about Lunchbox owing you the money from the storage unit, if he's ever paid you.
He said tomorrow the last time we talked about it, right?
Yeah. Well, here's the problem.
Okay, there's always a problem.
No.
Let me get my money.
No, a couple of our shoes that we put up.
Do you like your kneecap?
Hold on. You're not listening.
Here's a baseball bat, Bones.
Are you ready to listen?
Yeah.
Don't listen to these jabronis. They're not in on this. It's our business.
Yeah. I don't have a crispy nickel from you, and I put a lot of crispy nickels in the pot.
I know, but listen, we are making crispy nickels.
We're making
big ones, shiny ones. A couple of the shoes we put up didn't meet the reserve price, so they went back up for auction, so the auctions haven't ended, so I can't present you with a big check.
I feel like I'm being scammed by the guys sitting in the same room with me.
Because he's already sold shoes, right?
Sell the rest of them.
No, I did. I put them up, but we have a reserve bid because we're not just going to give them away, man. That's dumb business. Like, they are worth
We've already made a profit.
You're right.
I need my money.
I know. And you'll have your money soon.
I feel like I'm a loan shark, and it's like, if I don't have my money, it ain't gonna be good.
That's what it sounds like.
You don't want me to sell the shoes for $5.
I don't care at this point. I just want my money.
All right.
I put a bunch of money into the bucket, and I got none coming out.
Oh, no. Hey, you got some coming out, man.
What?
Get ready.
Okay.
Sounds like you need to scare them, Bones.
Payday!
Okay, I'm gonna give them a week. Till next Friday.
What happens if he doesn't?
We're going to need to get a big check.
Then watch your back.
Wash my back?
Wash your back, yeah. Wash your back. All right. Her live podcast is in just a few weeks, and she found out that most of her toilets have leaks. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
True. I'm going to share a hack with you now that my daughter learned on TikTok so that she could save on silverware, like so she doesn't have to wash extra things. She was putting a carrot in her smoothie. And she needed to chop it up, though. This is a big carrot. She's big into, like, trying to eat more nutritious things. So I see her over there like a rabbit, chomping on the carrot and spitting it into the blender. Chomp, chomp, chop, spit.
Why can't you put the whole carrot in there?
Yeah, why is that a hack?
I think she's scared to put the whole big carrot in there.
So she's... Why would she just chew it while it was already in her mouth and get the same...
No, because she wants it blended in with the other stuff. Huh. And she said, oh, no, I saw someone do this on TikTok, and I thought it was an awesome way to... Save on
what if
silverware.
She did that with your carrots?
No, I would not drink the smoothie. No way.
All right, last one. Ray, go ahead.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas, he wanted the studio set up like a TV show, and at 5 a.m., we're ready to go. Bobby Bones.
Triple Ryan. Huh. Triple Ryan points there. I was driving in today. I drove in the Hyundai Ioniq 5 that I have, which I love. It is amazing, and I just thought this is the perfect car for Amy because there's a bush outside of my garage. And if you get too close to the bush, it puts the brakes on. This happened this morning because it's dark.
That's cool.
It stops automatically. So I think Amy would not hit things because it's like an automatic brake. The other thing that it does is if you're sitting there, let's say you're at a traffic light and it's red and you're third back. And you're like, well, I'll just look at Twitter or I'll respond to a text while I'm sitting. When the people in front of you pull off, it goes beep, 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 beep.
Time to go.
Wow. That's your
so
dream.
You never have to get honked at.
Yeah.
Why have it? It's not my dream. It's not life.
I mean, now your dream has come true.
But this could be the car for you.
Yeah.
And I'll sell you mine.
Oh.
Okay.
For a low price.
For the low price. I'm just telling you, you should look at the I think they're about to do the Ioniq 6 as well.
Okay, well, this is all making sense now. Because it, you know, in our parking garage, we have a wall that you park up next against. You know, and I think that it's like beep, 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 like telling you, like you listen to it hardcore. Because you're nowhere close to that wall.
Yeah, why are you parking so, like, your butt sticking
out? You're so far away from that wall.
The tail of your car is out at least, like, 6 feet.
Here's the deal. If I'm being honest with you, my contract, my parking spot, don't matter how I live in it.
That's your spot.
That's right.
You do whatever you want.
Anybody else notice this,
yeah,
right?
I park right next to it.
Well, the truth is, the SUV is a little longer than my car, and I drive one of them, and I don't drive the SUV very well. I don't park it very well. Yeah. I don't park my car very well, if I'm being honest.
You really don't.
No, I mean, it's not bad. It's not a bad parking job. It's
safe.
Well,
I didn't know I parked bad until you guys brought it up and attacked me.
There's like 10 yards between the front of your car and the
wall. Well, sometimes when I'm coming in hot, and before I even put the car in park, I'm running out of it, right? I'm slamming it in park and getting in here.
But you better be safe than sorry. That wall is scary.
I agree.
Amy'd rather tap the wall. Bobby'd rather stay away from the wall. I mean,
can't beat the wall.
Yeah.
Not in the car. All right, let's go. Friday show. Thank you, guys. Show starts now. You send us questions, we try to answer them. Let's open the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Dear Bobby Bones, I've been listening to your show for the last 2 years since moving to Tucson on 92.9 The Bull. I really enjoy your show, except for one thing, Lunchbox. He's extremely unprofessional in how he behaves on the air and with your guests. He uses your show for personal gain on and off the show. He calls himself an A-list celebrity. He's a typical loudmouth that doesn't know what he's talking about or care about the rest of the team. My question is, when are you going to cut him loose? He's a major liability to your organization and doesn't fit within the show. Your team has always been respectful with listeners and celebrity guests. Lunchbox does not show the same level of respect. You have a great show. It'd be better without Lunchbox, so please consider. Sincerely, signed, lose me or Lunchbox.
Ooh.
Well,
wow. That's so brave. Don't even sign it. What a loser.
Well, we changed their names. She probably did, but we changed their names so they don't.
Yeah, well, guess what? We're going to lose
her.
You're
proving her point right now.
Well, the truth is,
everybody uses this show for their personal gain.
Well, no. It's different. We do a job, hopefully, to get ratings, so then commercials cost more. You get on and go, I've started a list just like teachers, but I'm going to do my groceries.
Yep, and I got on the Angel Tree, and guess what?
You got a free watch.
You got that watch.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
Woo! We're not going to fire Lunchbox. Lunchbox is great on this show, and he's different than everybody else. And I can understand why he would get at you a little bit. I can understand why I would or why Amy would sometimes. He just isn't your cup of tea, lose me or Lunchbox.
Yeah.
But there are some people who, they want to drink Lunch's tea all day and all night.
Oh, yeah.
I love my tea.
Mm-hmm. Huh? And that's up to them. If they want to buy him things, I guess they
No, I don't like that. No, we can't do that, though, because somebody will, and we can't use this show as that. A vehicle for that.
I know. I don't like that he does that, but it's not.
But we can't say if they want to buy him things. No.
Okay.
Don't buy him anything.
Don't.
Yeah, my birthday's coming up in July.
No.
July.
You know, like, what a baby. Oh, lose me. Sorry, baby.
Lunchbox is a big part of this show. We're not going to fire him. I understand why you would be irritated at times with him and with me and with everybody.
But I get more Lunchbox.
But yeah, a little more. Yeah,
she's a little softy, obviously.
A little softy, obviously.
Oh, my poor baby. That's right. He's so loud. Oh, and he's not nice to artists. Guess what? I'm nice to artists.
Why are you?
Yeah, I say what up every once in a while.
Yeah. Watch him and look up the whole time.
He doesn't.
Yeah. Well, some of them aren't interesting to me.
And then he says, they don't care about me. Why should I care about them?
Ding, ding, ding.
There you go.
He sits over there and does his crossword puzzles and day's a day.
That's right. Thinks about winning the lottery, daydreams.
Do you get... Wait, that's what you do during it? You daydream?
Yeah, I daydream like, man, if I had the lottery, I wouldn't have to be sitting here right now.
Do you ever finish your crossword puzzles?
Sometimes.
The goal is not to complete it?
It depends. I mean, it's just like if we get busy, I forget about it, and then I'm like, by the time I get home, I'm like, I'm not going to finish it at home. I got other things to do.
That's how you feel about the job. Like, you should... You have, anyway.
I'm only going to do it when I'm on the clock.
I agree. Lose me. I'll fire him now.
She makes a point.
All right. Thank you for the email. We're not going to fire him, but we appreciate you listening. All right. Close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
I send you along your way and I say, don't come back until you got the most fun fact in the whole world. And you guys all show up and I love it. There will be a winner today. I'll declare somebody the fun fact champion.
Oh, come on.
You didn't know. And there is a prize. You didn't know this was going to happen. But let's go.
Fun fact Friday. Yay!
Up first, Amy.
Okay, so Michael Jordan, when he first started wearing Air Jordans, they were three colors. Well, the NBA had a rule. You can only have two colors on your shoes. But Michael wore them anyway because Nike thought, hey, we're willing to pay the fine. So every game he wore those, Nike had to fork over money.
Mm. That's cool. That is pretty cool. I like that I know it.
There's a movie coming out the Jordan 2.
It's called Air.
Yeah.
About the shoe. Ben Affleck, Matt Damon, Chris Tucker's in it.
It's awesome.
Jason Bateman's in it, and it's about the Nike and Michael Jordan. Yeah, it's going to be cool. Lunchbox, your fun fact.
Pooping can be life-threatening for a sloth, so they only do it two times a month. Sloths spend most of their time up in the trees, but they have to get down on the ground to poop, and they have such weak muscles that they are targets for other animals, so they hold it up for and only poop twice a month, and when they poop, it's a third of their body weight that comes out.
Wow. That to me sounds like awesome. Just pooping. Because I was on Linzess. My digestive stuff was so bad. It'd be like every 4 or 5 days I would do it.
Well, it's kind of like you then. You're like a sloth.
That's why I related. I was like, wow, I start crying.
Oh, man. I know what that's like.
But yeah, it's a vulnerable position for an animal or a human. But that's why dogs look around when they do it. Because it's such a vulnerable spot. Like they, all their generations, when they would get attacked, that would be it. Because wow. They'd bend. And then is when they could be attacked. They can't run. Their legs are bent in a weird way where they can't. So they would turn their head and look around. But that's why they do it. There's a place of vulnerability.
Good thing we have stalls.
But I still look around. I still look around. Where they're coming from. Eddie?
Okay, so if you had a brand new pencil and you sharpened it and you drew a line and you went all the way till the end of the pencil, you can draw up to 35 miles of a straight line.
Wow.
That's how much lead is in a pencil.
Do kids even use pencils anymore?
Yeah.
It is?
Yeah, they still do.
Good for them.
And my kids mostly do because they're bad at math, a lot of erasing.
Is it still number two pencils?
Yeah.
My kids like the click, click, and they break.
Oh, you got to do mechanical. Mechanical. Writing with a normal pencil gives me the chills. I can't do it.
35 miles of chill, though, if you just get scratched, yeah? Morgan.
We all know them as giraffes, but they were originally known as camel leopards. Legend has it, Julius Caesar brought the first giraffe to Europe, where many thought it looked like a cross between a camel and a leopard. And the scientific name for leopards still involves the camel leopardus in the name.
Oh, cool. It does kind of look like a camel and a leopard did it.
Okay.
Doesn't it?
They do.
It's a long neck.
All right, finally, Cheetos exist because of the U.S. military. They needed a way to ship and store cheese during World War II, and so they invented this cheese powder. Then after the war, manufacturers like Frito Company bought the powder and said, this actually turns into like a crusty situation. And so they were like, we can make this cheesy chip, and that's a Cheeto.
That is awesome.
Yum.
And that was invented because they needed to ship that stuff in World War II.
Wow.
Cheetos are legit, though.
I love Cheetos.
And I don't purposefully seek out the Flamin' Hot Cheetos, but if I do happen to get into a bag, they are so good. I eat all of them, and then it destroys. You know, we talked about that whole platypus in the tree, whatever it was?
Yeah.
Sloth.
Yeah. Hey, that's what it feels like. I can't go for a long time. It locks it up. You know what I mean? All right. I was thinking about this. The winner of Fun Fact Friday, the most fun fact that will win the award today.
Come on.
Me. I won. What? I liked it. Mine the best.
Oh, see, he was going to do that.
I will award myself the $100 prize. That's so thank you.
Cool. All right, guys. Thank you.
Thank you. That's fair, right?
Not really.
You don't think mine was the most fun, really? Which one was the most fun?
The pencil.
No,
35 miles of pencil. That's awesome.
Maybe Morgan's was second.
What?
The Cheeto what or the Cheetah Elephant or whatever it was.
I know that Nike was worth paying fines every game.
Hello?
Another pooping one for you?
Yeah, yours is like farting every week. Yeah. Farting and peeing.
Whatever. So I declare
me as the winner. I'm the champion.
Fun Fact Friday. Yay! Oh! It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Let's go over to Hannah, who has a personal Tell Me Something Good in Kentucky. Hannah, you're on the show. What's going on?
Good morning. I just wanted to share some really, really exciting news. After a year and a half, I have found out that I am a match for my husband, and he's getting a new kidney in 2 weeks.
Wow. So you're going to give him one of your kidneys? It took a year and a half to figure out if you were a match?
Oh, yeah. It's been a really long process.
So what happens with you now? Are you having to prep your body in a specific way?
Nothing too crazy. I have to drink a lot of water and be in quarantine, but nothing too crazy.
So what do they tell you about what's going to happen with you and him once this process happens?
They say that it's actually really shocking how much the recipient improves and how quickly. It's a noticeable difference almost immediately, and just having to be off of dialysis will be such a great blessing for his life. And and not much changes for me, but I just have to keep my blood pressure and that sort of stuff under control, but nothing too crazy on my end.
Well, you're a match.
A great
that is awesome news. It's so hard sometimes to find a match and for the match to actually be living in the same house. And now he has to do the dishes whenever. He has to. He's got to do the dishes. He's got to vacuum the floor.
Hold the laundry.
Yeah, you have 100 and little pull tab of the, here you go. You owe me. Right?
He's hearing you say this.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, congratulations. That is great news that you matched. I hope everything, and I know it will turn out wonderfully. And once you're back on your feet, give us a call back, Hannah.
I will, absolutely. Can I share, can I tweet you his story? The Kentucky News here did a story on him, and it's like really inspiring and wonderful, and I would love for you to see
it. Send it on over.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
All right. Bye, Hannah.
Bye.
All right. That's what it's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's the easiest trivia game in the whole wide world. Nobody goes home round one. But just to show the listeners, Eddie, you're the champ. You go first.
Yeah.
The category is Bobby Bone Show Podcasts. Who hosts a podcast called Four Things?
Amy Brown.
That's correct. Four Things, Amy Brown. Yeah. What's the name of Lunchbox Ray and Eddie's sports podcast?
The Sore Losers Podcast.
That's correct. Amy, who hosts a podcast about movies?
Movie Mike.
Correct. Movie Mike's movie podcast. And Lunchbox, who hosts a sports podcast called 25 Whistles?
Bobby Bones.
Correct. Good. So that's the deal. Nobody missed. Everybody's in. But if you do miss, you'll hear this sound.
You've been boned.
Don't get boned, everybody.
Okay.
Eddie's wearing the tiara because he's the champ.
Yeah.
Amy's one game behind you, though. It's 3-2.
Eddie came in and goes, is this for the championship?
It's not yet.
No. I've played so many championships, I lose count, you know? Okay.
The category is TV show Best Friends. Eddie, DJ Tanner and Kimmy Gibbler were best friends in what sitcom?
Full House.
Correct. Morgan, Patrick Starr is the best friend of what yellow cartoon character?
SpongeBob SquarePants.
Correct. Amy, Rachel and Monica are best friends on what famous show?
Friends.
Correct. Lunchbox, Jerry and George Costanza are best friends on what show?
Seinfeld.
Correct. Good job, everybody.
Let's go
to the next round. The category is streaming services. Eddie, what streaming service is the home of Stranger Things?
That's Netflix.
Good. Woo. Morgan, what streaming service is the home of Holiday Harmony, which had our very own Amy Brown in it?
HBO Max.
Good. Woo. Amy, what streaming service is the home of Ted Lasso?
Apple Plus.
Take it. Lunchbox, what streaming service is the home of the show Breaking Bobby Bones?
Oh, my God.
What streaming service is the home of the show Breaking Bobby Bones?
Oh, my God.
You don't watch that one?
I've never watched it on streaming, man. man. Disney.
I'll accept it. Disney Plus.
Okay.
Oh, he knew the
line. Dude, I was like, I watch it every night.
Of course.
The category is game show hosts. Who is the current host of The Price is Right?
Drew Carey.
Yep. Morgan.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Who's the current host of Family Feud?
Steve Harvey.
Good. Amy, in the U.S., who is the first host of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire?
Regis.
Good. Lunchbox, for 37 seasons, he hosted Jeopardy. Name him.
Alex Trebek.
Good. Famous movie villains. We're rolling faster. It's easy trivia. Scar is the villain in what movie, Eddie?
Lion King.
Darth Vader is the villain in what franchise, Morgan?
Star Wars.
Lord Voldemort is the villain in what movie, Amy?
Okay. Well, shoot. Or Harry Potter or Lord of the Rings. Harry Potter.
Correct. Lunchbox, Biff Tannen is the villain in what movie franchise?
Back to the Future.
Good.
Wow.
Technology. You have 3 seconds to answer the question. Okay. Technology. What Harvard dropout co-founded Microsoft?
Bill Gates.
Correct. Morgan, the companies HP, Microsoft, and Apple were all started in what part of a house?
The garage.
Correct. Amy, Steve Jobs, Steve Wozniak, and Ronald Wayne founded what company in 1976?
Apple.
Correct. Lunchbox, what do you call the small image icons used to express emotions or ideas in digital communication?
Emojis.
Correct. Here we go. We're rolling. Country artist with a cowboy hat? The category is country artist with a cowboy hat.
Oh, my gosh.
Had their first number one in 2016 with Head Over Boots. Eddie.
Head Over. That's John Party.
Correct. What country artist with a cowboy hat has an alcohol company called Blue Chair Bay? Morgan.
Kenny Chesney.
Correct. Amy, what country artist wore faded ripped blue jeans while jet skiing?
Alan Jackson.
Yeah. Or skiing.
Water skiing.
It says jet skiing, but I think that meant skiing. Okay. What country artist with a cowboy hat won a Grammy for a song, Till You Can't?
What?
Lunchbox. What country artist with a cowboy hat won a Grammy for his song, Till You Can't.
Till You Can't what?
Till You Can't.
Till You Can't. Tim McGraw.
Incorrect.
Cody Johnson, dude.
All right, we've got...
Till You Can't.
You guys, we got to go to speed round. Run out of time.
Come on, come on.
You get three questions. Buzz in with your name, all three of you. Here we go. The category is animals.
Let's go.
What's the collective name for a group of lions?
Morgan. Eddie.
Morgan.
Pack.
Incorrect.
Eddie. That's a den.
Incorrect. Amy, a group of lions.
A group of lions.
Incorrect.
Okay, yeah.
It's called a pride.
A pride. Yeah. Oh.
Question two of three in animals. What bird is the symbol of peace?
Eddie.
Amy.
Oh, dove.
Correct.
Oh, no.
One of you guys need to get this to stay in tiebreaker. What is the only land mammal that can't jump?
Morgan. A flamingo.
Incorrect.
What?
Amy. Elephant.
Correct. Winner.
What honor.
Let's go.
What a game. Amy is tied up in the lead.
Elephant can't jump. That's crazy.
You ever seen the movie Woody Harrelson? Elephants can't jump. Wesley Snipes.
That's funny, man.
Amy, congratulations.
Thank you.
Good job. One step closer to getting your first ever championship.
No, I've had the tiara.
I need a stand to believe it.
I don't remember.
Yeah, it's been a long time ago.
Mike D. He confirmed.
All right, let's go. We'll be back in a second.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
It's Friday, so I've got ways to unwind for the weekend.
Okay,
these are for you, Bobby.
Okay.
You need to unwind. First of all, say goodbye to work. Log off from your email, work apps, and turn off your computer.
I would never do that. That's the dumbest thing I ever heard. But I will. I'm going to watch Arkansas play tomorrow. Arkansas, Kentucky. That's turning. I can't work.
Yeah,
I guess I can. I might do a little interview. Now that I say it, I think I want to maybe do something over there.
Like sporty?
Yeah, while I'm there. Yeah. Like little interview stuff. But that's okay. Like I'm going for enjoyment.
Still work, though.
Four 25 whistles or what?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's
which is work.
Yeah, but I only...
You're not saying
but I do
work,
the show
dude.
Because of passion, love, love of the game. Right.
Yeah, but she's trying to help you unwind.
Okay, go ahead.
Let's move on. Find a wind down song. So this is something that you would put on when you're pulling out of the driveway at work, or if you work at home, put on this song after you log off from everything. And it's a song that helps clear your head and takes you out of the work mindset.
Awesome. What else you got?
Change your clothes. Like the first thing you do when you walk in the door is get out of your work clothes.
I do. I get right in my underwear almost immediately. So they get home, pile. Okay. Right in my underwear. What else?
All right. And then plan something fun. Having a plan in place for when you finish work can help you get into weekend mode.
Pass. All right. Thank you for that story.
Which, speaking of doing something fun, I saw a study that found that we should be attending some sort of social gathering, like party or event, every couple of weeks.
Don't even know of one that happens every couple of weeks. Don't have that many friends to do stuff.
Okay, well,
don't have that many friends.
I was thinking, yay, I'm so glad y'all had the $1 million show last week because that checked that box.
That's a concert, though.
Event. Something fun.
That's an event.
It's something fun. Yeah. People went to it. They had fun. You were working, but...
We can't do that.
Hey, what else is new?
For us, we got to watch. But this is like for your health and overall well-being. So every couple of weeks, make plans to go to a party.
Okay, thank you.
Bobby, if Raging Idiots were to film a music video, you know?
We have.
Oh, yeah.
We got lots of them.
Yeah,
okay.
We got a few of them.
Well,
one with puppets.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you and Eddie are both married, so let's say you have to do a romantic scene. Would y'all be able to act your way through it?
Well, I would ask my wife to be in it with me. So I'm not going to make out with somebody else. Or are we romantic together? Because that's not acting.
That wouldn't be acting, yeah.
No. I don't understand the question.
Well, Dierks Bentley was talking about a music video, I Want to Make You Close Your Eyes, that he had to do right after he got married, and he said it was so awkward.
That video, I just got married. Right now, I'm on the video shoot. There's this really pretty girl in my partner in this video. Really? I never met her. She's beautiful. And we're supposed to be like, you know, romantic and stuff. I'm like, I just got married. I don't know how to do this, you know? So I spent most of the video just like touching her face. One of those videos I did once, washed it once, and never looked at it again.
Yeah, that would be awkward. And you just got married. Maybe you just have your wife do it.
Yeah.
Unless she just doesn't want to do it. But yeah, that's tough. I'd probably punted.
Oh, yeah, it's not worth
it. I'd probably punt it.
No, you can't.
Yeah, especially right after just get married. Right. And I don't think my wife would care if it's acting. It's acting, but I still would be uncomfortable, especially at that stage.
Mm-hmm. My wife would care. 100%.
Yes, Debbie did.
Even if you just like touched her face
you're
over
not
and
doing
over.
That. Get out of here.
Okay.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news
with Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
Sam Linkus is the construction teacher in North Carolina at North Pitt High School, and he was looking for a way for his students to give back. What can they build to help the community? When someone from Pitt County Animal Services reached out and said, hey, we could use dog houses for dogs that are kept outside if your kids can build them. He's like, heck yeah. So they put out some information. People started donating materials. The kids got pop, 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 pew, pew, pew. That's a nail gun, so you know.
Okay.
Nail gun would be like,
yeah.
Oh.
Ooh, that sounds a lot better.
Yeah.
How do you do it?
That's better. Nailed it.
Yeah, he's roof houses.
Well, I know how it sounds.
You
but
push,
I,
it's compression.
I know, but.
You were doing like if you're changing a tire in a pit crew.
I mean, because my kid has gotten staples in his head, and it was the same thing as a staple.
That's more like.
And they have hammer and nail. Ding, 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 ding. And so they build all these houses, and they've been donating them to people that have their dogs outside so the dogs have somewhere warm to go. And it's just a way to feel good and help the community.
That's awesome. That's a great story. We love a good dog story. And that's me nailing this thing shut.
Oh.
With a compression gun. This is me stapling it shut.
Oh, yeah. A lot shorter.
All right. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Something that makes me crazy is when people say, well, I had this career before, but it was a waste. And that's where the perspective shift comes, that it's not a waste, that everything you've done has built you to where you are now. This is She Pivots, the podcast where we explore the inspiring pivots women have made and dig deeper into the personal reasons behind them. Join me, Emily Tisch Sussman, every Wednesday on She Pivots. Listen to She Pivots on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.